Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and scripture study, I think, is something that most of us want to do more of, but it can feel daunting and overwhelming, and oftentimes you think, I don't even know where to begin to get the most out of this experience. So every day we're asked to read our scriptures, and I know people who set their scriptures out and mark them out up every single morning. And I also know people who reach for them right before bed and read a few verses. And sometimes people read them with breakfast, or other times they aren't read at all and they just collect dust. Well, we'd love to hear from you if you have any tips for successful scripture study or things that you've found that have helped you get through and stay consistent with reading the scriptures. And you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can drop us a note on any of our social media channels on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or something like that. Go ahead and give us a shout out. But here are 6 tips on how to have a successful scripture study. The first one is to pray and seek the Spirit. Prayer, I think, is a really important part of it, because if we pray to have a meaningful experience and to get the most out of it that we can, our heart and our head is just going to be in the right place. Also, look at maps. That's an interesting one that I haven't done a lot of, but could be helpful to look at the actual places where this happened and realize that these are real events and they really did happen. And so to see, I think, where they took place helps us kind of concentrate on the details of it a little bit more. Also, look for lists and look for patterns and repetition. Now, not only when you're looking for these things does it help you focus a little bit more on what you're reading, but also it helps you look for themes and things that are going to stick out to you and things that you're going to remember and take away when you stop reading. Also, look for commandments and promised blessings. And again, I think along the same lines as the patterns and repetition, that those things help you understand why you're reading the Word of God and help you know that it's really true, that these are God's messages that He's sending to us in scripture form. And what a powerful thing that is, that we have these books that we can read and reflect upon and learn from. Also, look for personal application. How can you take what you're reading and use it in your life today and moving forward? Also, there's a really great quote from Afton Nelson, and it says, as we engage with God in sincere prayer, read and study each day from the scriptures, ponder on what we have read and felt, and then apply and live the lessons learned, we draw nearer to Him. God's promise is that we seek diligently from the best books, and He will give us knowledge by His Holy Spirit. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Mormon Channel Daily, of course, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.